Good evening, folks. It's me again. Tonight's audio boo is going to be a conclusion as to what I've been booing about in the past couple of days. Obviously, over the past couple of days, if you've been listening to my boos, you would be able to hear that I've been booing about the religion of Catholicism and the visit of Pope Benedict to Scotland and the UK today, which is of course what's technically being referred to as an official state visit, as he had an invitation from Her Majesty the Queen. So yeah, as I says, it's now, this is basically the official conclusion to my audio booze in regards to His Holiness of the Catholic Religion, the Pope, coming to the UK. First of all, I'm not going to give a warning of controversialness. You know that this is a controversial subject. And I'm going to say now, if you don't like what I'm talking about in my audio booze, then tough. I am completely beyond caring anymore, because it's my opinion. What I say is completely my opinion. If you don't like it, you're more than entitled to state that you don't like it, and you're more than entitled to let me know you don't like it. And we can agree to disagree, but as I speak, there is one of the many, many coaches that have been used today to take Catholics to Bella Houston Park has just passed me. I have seen in one day about 900 coaches pass by me, and I've nearly been knocked down by quite a few of them as well. So basically, yeah, the points I'm going to be making just now, first of all, it's a fucking shambles the way things were done today. Firstly, the M77, which is a major motorway up here in Glasgow, was closed to be used as a bus park. Yes, a motorway closed to be used as a bus park. And then there's so many other things as well. There's the cover-up of the sexual abuse. And there's 10,000 women and children have come forward saying that they have suffered sexual abuse at the hands of Catholic priests, bishops, cardinals, whatever, which Pope Benedict knew about and decided to be covered up. There is the Pope linking homosexuality to A, child abuse and paedophilia, and B, liking it to, and this, I have to laugh at this, liking it to global warming and environmental issues. Fucking shambles. Then there's the Catholic churches, and indeed the Pope itself's take, and I find this a complete joke as well, take on contraception, especially within countries of Africa, where the risk of HIV and AIDS is absolute massive. Basically, he's made it illegal. Woof woof. And there's also, there's a couple more things that I find absolutely shambolic. There is, I'm trying to rhyme it off here because there's quite so many. The celibacy issue within the Catholic Church, that priests have to be celibate. I find it amazing that it's, people would devote their lives to not being with someone they love to give it to religion. I believe that what the Pope is doing is he is not being a man of God. He is trying to play God. Yes, I will repeat that louder if I have to. I said he is not being a man of God. He is trying to play God. And I am in no way being malice against Catholicism or against the Pope. But I believe that today's state visit was a fucking shambles. So, and oh, the final issue. Every single taxpayer in the UK together is paying £20 million for him to come to this country. No matter what religion they are, £20 million. It's a shambles. I'm going to say no more on the subject, and I'm going to say good night, and audio will be back to normal tomorrow. So, yeah, cheerie bye.